Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
Rabbi Beryl Wein, we're heading down toward the last parshiot of Bereshit. What parsha are we talking about this week?
This week we're talking about Vayeshev, but you're perfectly correct, Elliot, because the last four parshiot really are one story. Story of Joseph and his brothers, and of the descent of Jacob and the entire family to Egypt, and the beginning of the Egyptian exile. The Parsha of Vayeshev has many different facets to it, but one facet that I always dwell on is the fact that there is a strange character that appears in the middle of the story, who plays a pivotal role. Yosef is going on the road. His father sent him to find his brothers. He went to where he thought his brothers would be. They're not there.
Let me guess. It's the man he asks directions
of. Right. So all of a sudden, there's a man. And he asks directions of the man. Where did they go? You see 10 guys with black hats. Where were they? Where are they? And he says, yeah, I heard they're going to Dothan. Now, what if he would never have found the man?
History would be very different.
Everything would have been going back home to his father, and everything would be different. Who knows how? So we always like to play the game, what if? So it's interesting. Rashi says that the man was the angel Gabriel. In other words, God sent an angel. I mean, God is the central character in all of this, right? He sends the angel to find them. The Ramban says, and an interesting insight, he said, if Rashi says it was the angel, okay. But he said, you don't have to say that. He said, in every person's life, God sends people. And there are people that intersect with you. And then the question is, what do you do after that happens? I mean, do you see it as an event? Do you take the man's advice? Does it do anything for you or not? I have a story that I tell. It's on all of my tapes, but some people in the world may not have my tapes yet. So
I'd like to hear it.
So the story is that, all my stories are true. Some may not have as yet occurred, but they're all true. this is an interesting story that I met a man who was... Becoming more and more observant. He came from a very alienated Jewish family, assimilated family, and he himself was ignorant and non-observant. And he said that one evening in sunny Southern California, he is driving with his non-Jewish girlfriend to a rock concert. Mm-hmm. And it's 6:30, 6:45, and the concert starts 7:30. And he said they come to a tremendous traffic jam, and nothing is moving. And there's a big, tall Mexican-American policeman standing at the intersection, and he's holding up traffic all over. So it's 5 minutes past, 10 minutes past. So he honks the horn. Here in Israel, honking the horn only means that you're alive. It has no significance whatsoever.
Right.
But in Southern California, everybody's laid back. You don't just honk the horn.
Right.
So the policeman comes over to him and he says, sir, did you honk your horn? He said, yes. He says, what seems to be the problem? He said, the problem? You're holding up traffic here for 8-10 minutes and we're late for the concert. So the policeman says to him, sir, tonight is Yom Kippur. And the people are crossing the street to go to the synagogue. And I'm under instructions that while the people are crossing, it takes 8-10 minutes, we were going to hold up the traffic so that there shouldn't be any problems. So he said, so I thought to myself, this Mexican-American policeman knows tonight is Yom Kippur, and I don't know that tonight is Yom Kippur. And he said, that is what started me. So I said to him, that's the Ramban's man, right?
Mm-hmm.
God sent you a guy, right?
Right.
So you could have said, yeah, they're holding up the trap. Who cares,
Right.
But God sent you, he didn't send you a rabbi.
Or an angel.
Or an angel. He sent you a policeman doing his job, but he told you that tonight's Yom Kippur. And because he told you that, so that started you thinking. And once we start thinking, then usually we begin to search for our roots and for ourselves, and we're able to undergo great inner changes and even changes in our lifestyle. We're able to be happier people. So that's the man that's this week's Parsha. Interesting man who changed all of world history. Even though in the Chumash, he remains, in the Bible, he remains anonymous. But the fact that he's anonymous doesn't lessen his importance.
Rabbi Beryl Wein with another fascinating insight into the Parsha of the week. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.